Part number four, welcome. Okay, so we talked about reading, we talked about collecting ideas, putting them in a journal, write. Convert those thoughts, convert those ideas, convert everything you've learned and put them on paper. Convert it to something realistic, a plan. Start developing a plan. Start writing a story if that's what you want to do, if that's your thing. That's why you collect ideas, for story ideas. I do that all the time. Write. Constantly be writing. You don't have to be William Shakespeare on your first go. I'm not, and I've been writing for I don't know how long, but I'm no William Shakespeare. I'm no Ernest Hemingway, but you know what? It's improving. It's getting better. And when it gets better, it gets better. And it'll continue to get better. So continue to write. Always be writing, just like you have that journal to jot down those quick ideas. Have another journal, maybe the same journal, to write little short stories, little 200, 300 word short stories. The next thing you know, they turn into 1,000 word stories, and then 2,000, 5,000 word stories. Next thing you know, you're writing a novel. It is that simple. It truly is that simple. So get to work. Start writing. Carry pen, carry paper, and always be writing. Or if you can somehow manage to write in this device here, your handheld device, and actually write stories there, well, by all means. You can dictate them too. You know, now the dictation service conversion is much, much better than what it used to be. So maybe that's what you want to do. But either way, write. Get those ideas out of here and onto something tangible, onto paper, or onto your computer, or saved as a file, but they're tangible, where you can just hit print and there it is. There's your story. Do something, but continue to write. You'll need it. You need it to become better. You need it to share your ideas. You'll need it to just become a better leader. Not just a better human being, a better leader.